concerning, Catherine, because we have the level of detail, like, you know, it's very unclear. And I suppose what I would be concerned about is the protection of workers. Like, we don't know which sectors are going to be exempt from the 15% tariffs. We don't know. And I suppose that's going to affect a lot of, you know, industries in Sligo. Like, but it's protection for workers. Like, are people need, I suppose, some kind of reassurance or security that if it does come that there's going to be job losses and closures, that the government are going to be able to intervene and support workers. And I think that'd be my biggest concern, is that there's so little uncertainty, and we need the government now to step up and actually say that they are going to support workers. And even IBEC and trade unions are agreeing with this, that the government need to intervene and say that they will introduce, you know, they will introduce things like wage subsidy schemes, or they will, so that they can kind of make sure that workers' jobs are protected.
Is it fair to say, though, that the Irish government itself may still be in limbo somewhat over this issue, and perhaps maybe holding fire until they too have a bit more clarity as to the state of play?
I think so. And I think, you know, right across Europe, there's very uncertainty about it. And we can see, I suppose, Trump is so erratic that he pulls back on things, and, you know, that it's very hard to kind of keep up with his way that he keeps changing his mind. But in the meantime, I suppose we can't control that, but the government can look at ways that, you know, to prevent job losses, or to prevent, if there are closures, or if there are industries going to be impacted by these tariffs, that they can ensure that there is support going to be put in place for workers.